100 word stories.
Hi there. Well, it took me a little while to get this out there. I was lazy this morning. Anyway, this is Lauren Simon of the Weekly Challenge at 100 word stories, and the topic this week was paranoia. Don't get all worried that this isn't going to come out. It's coming out now. Really? Are you sure? Anyway, the topic is paranoia, and we've got a bunch of stories in, so let's go and listen, and I'll be back with you in a minute.
Spooker Boy was just like everyone else. But ever since his friends dared him to fetch a ball in old Miss Henderson's backyard, he's had superpowers. The little hairs on the back of his neck would rise up with a sinking feeling of paranoia, signaling that trouble was afoot. 3 weeks ago, his friend Billy was walking on thin ice, often getting home late. Spooker Boy warned him, claiming he had superpowers. They got back just in time to hear his mom start calling out. Billy never doubted Spooker Boy's powers again. He hadn't noticed the street lights.
Hello, it's Lisa from Leicester in the UK, and my story this week is called Going Live for the Last Time. Gabby needs no introduction to those of you on TikTok. She was one of the very first influencers. Today, though, she feels something's off. Gabby has a creeping feeling that she's being watched. An odd thing to say when you live stream most day-to-day tasks and live in a house that is predominantly windows. Her partner dismisses the idea and says she's being paranoid and puts his VR headset straight back on. But there, tucked behind a perfectly manicured bush in her vast garden, hides her number one fan, who notices that she's left the patio doors unlocked. Thanks for listening. See you next week. Bye-bye.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com, and this is my entry for the 100 Word Weekly Challenge number 1030, with a prompt of paranoid. So here's my story. Mandy lay in the guest bed, staring at the ceiling. She closed her eyes and acted like she was asleep as footsteps approached the door. It didn't sound like Bilbert. It must be his mother. Was she looking for Sabrina? Did she somehow know that Mandy had trapped her in the magnifying glass? Mandy kept her eyes closed as the footsteps approached the bed and stopped. She cracked an eye open, then sat bolt upright. There was no one beside her bed. Either she had crossed over from paranoia to total mental illness, or there were ghosts in this house. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Hello, night people. Tom here. And my story this evening is called Boldly to Go. Stardate 2719. For the last six Torrens, Lieutenant Seatac has been studying the inhabitants of planet 612N. They call themselves the Noid, a curious race that places trust as the highest ideal. To maintain this state, pairs of Noids will bind with members who hold diametrically different truths. Much of the daily activity is spent constructing contingencies over the possible machinations of their partners. This takes up a sizable amount of time, leaving little time to productive endeavors. We judge the threat assessment of this race as low. But more paranoids there are, the greater the danger. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. He looked at the dark building. Why had they called him in? Not a transfer, he hoped. His sector was busy, but he liked it there, especially since Steve, the new mutant, had arrived. Steve always tried to outsmart the local gamblers, but he was hopeless. Next, someone shouted. The implant reader confirmed his ID. Room 3, terminations. Terminations? The door opened, and there was Steve. Oh my God, Steve, am I fired? Yes, you are, Steve smiled. But why? I need someone paranoid enough to be my shadow. The relief washed away his paranoia. But he didn't tell that to Steve. And this is my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizziegoodcough.blogspot.com. And I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
This is Serendipity. And here's my story for this week.
You're just being paranoid. You've been here before, countless times. It's just a crime scene, like so many others you've been to. The blood staining the wall is still fresh enough to be tacky, the familiar smell filling your nostrils, and the taste of iron at the back of your throat. But now, the silence, cold, and dampness are pressing in, creating an almost tangible presence. You fight the unnerving feeling that you're being watched, that someone, something, is lurking in the shadows. Something inside is telling you to go, to return to daylight and safety. But are you listening?
Good morning, this is Richard, and this is my story on the topic paranoid. I kept telling her, it's not paranoia if they really are out to get you. She just laughed at me. They're not out to get you. You really are paranoid. When are you going to man up and sort yourself out? Well, I tried. But the nagging conviction I was right wouldn't go away. I swear that cars would swerve towards me in the street, plant pots would fall from windows as I passed suspiciously frequently, and the razor blades in the mailbox were definitely no mistake. But, turns out, no one was out to get me. Except for my wife. That's it. Until next time. Goodbye.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
Robbie read the order. Extra cheese. He grabbed a handful of cheese and scattered it on the pizza. 40 minutes later, the driver customer called. You call this extra cheese? The manager had Robbie make another pizza. 2 handfuls of cheese this time. I said extra cheese, was the response. Robbie snapped. He grabbed a 50-pound bag of shredded cheese, tossed it in his truck, and drove off. They found the customer's body the next day, covered in cheese. The police still haven't found Robbie. I hope they do soon, because we just got an order for extra pepperoni.
And there you have it, the weekly challenge for paranoia. Hey, we got through this. Well done. The next topic is a pick two, Hush, Beauty, Chisel, One-Eyed Owl, and Interceptor. So hopefully you're getting ready for that. Until then, thank you for listening. I'll go ahead and catch up tomorrow with all the stories and such. It's a day off of work. Thank God. And, most importantly, my tooth feels fine. It's settling in. It's still getting used to a feel for it and all that, but I've been avoiding dairy, avoiding acids, and just a little bit of stuff along the gum line in case you're curious. But other than that, I feel fine. As long as I keep hydrated, I feel fine. So, yeah. Hopefully that's the end of that. Thank God. Anyway, thank you for listening, and as always, keep it brief.